Reverb automation for space in drum and bass, in Ableton Live, beginner-friendly, but this is one of those techniques that instantly makes your track feel more expensive. Here's the goal. In drum and bass, you want drums that punch you in the face, and a bass that's solid and aggressive, but you also want the track to feel wide, deep, and kind of cinematic when the arrangement calls for it. The trick is not more reverb. The trick is automated reverb, used like a spotlight, not like weather. So today we're building a simple two-return reverb system, and then we're going to automate it for classic DNB moments. Snare blooms at the end of phrases, huge breakdown atmosphere, and tight drops that still feel big. All right, let's set up the session first. Set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. If you're already working on a tune, great. If not, just load a basic drum loop with kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, and some hats. Now group your drum tracks. Select your kick, snare, hats, breaks, whatever your drum elements are, and hit CMD or Control G. Rename that group drum bus. Teacher note, this is a huge workflow win. It's not just tidy. It means you can sidechain from one clean source, and you can think like a mixer. Drums as one unit, and for now, keep your bass mostly dry. In DNB, low-end clarity is everything. We'll add space in controlled ways later. Now let's build Return A, a short drum room. Create a return track. In Ableton, create, insert return track, name it A, drum room. Drop hybrid reverb onto Return A. Set this as a short, punch-friendly space. Starting point. Decay time around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 20 milliseconds. Size small or medium. Then do the most important part. Filter the reverb. Use the low cut inside hybrid reverb if you want, but I still like putting in EQ8 after it so it's obvious and controllable. So after hybrid reverb, add EQ8. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. This is non-negotiable for DNB. If you let low end into your reverb, the whole groove turns to soup at 174 BPM. Optional move. If your snare starts sounding harsh or papery, make a small dip somewhere in the 2 to 4K range on the return EQ. Just a little. You're shaping the reverb tone, not fixing the snare sample. Also, make sure the return is 100% wet. Because it's a return, the dry sound stays on the original track, and the return is purely the effect. What does return do? It glues the drums. It makes them feel like they're in the same room, but it won't wash out the transients if you keep it short and filtered. Now return B, the long wash. This is your drama button. Insert another return track. Name it B, long wash. Add hybrid reverb again, or the simpler reverb device if you prefer. For DNB atmosphere, start with a decay time around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Pre-delay 25 to 45 milliseconds. That pre-delay is a big deal. It's basically saying, let the snare crack first, then let the tail bloom after. It's how you get size without losing punch. Filter this one even more aggressively. Low cut around 350 to 600 Hz, and then a high cut around 6 to 9K Hz for that darker warehouse vibe. Again, 100% wet. Optional, but very DNB. Add echo after the reverb, not before. After, put it on something like 1/8 or 1/4. Try 1/8 dotted if you want movement and a little swingy bounce. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter the echo too. High pass to around 300 Hz, low pass maybe 7 to 9K. Keep echo dry slash wet subtle, like 10 to 20%. The idea is vibe and motion, not a giant dub delay taking over. Now we're going to do the technique that separates big but messy from big and professional, reverb ducking. On return B, after the reverb and after echo if you used it, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set the audio source to your drum bus. If you want it even tighter, you can sidechain just from kick and snare, but drum bus is a great starting point. Start with ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Here's the key. Adjust the threshold until you see around 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. What you're doing is pushing the reverb tail down during the transient and letting it rise back up between hits. That means you can have long reverb energy, but the snare still sounds like a snare. If your ducking feels like it pumps in a bad way, lengthen the release a little. If the reverb feels like it never comes back, shorten the release. You're timing it to the groove. Quick timing tip. At about 174 BPM, a quarter note is roughly 345 milliseconds, and an eighth is roughly 172 milliseconds. So if your release is around 150 to 250 ms, you're basically breathing in time with the rhythm. Not a strict rule, but it's a helpful mental anchor. Cool. Now let's send the right elements to the right spaces. On your snare or clap, send a little to return A, the short room. Keep return B mostly off for now. We'll automate it for special moments. Hats and percussion. Tiny sends to return A. Be careful with return B. Long reverb on hats is the fastest way to make a mix sound amateur and washy. Not always wrong, but it gets messy fast. Vocal stabs, one-shot FX, jungle hits, risers. These are perfect for return B. Kick. Usually no reverb in DNB. If you do anything, it's an extremely subtle short room, and even then, most of the time just keep it dry. As starting points, you might set snare to return A around minus 18 to minus 10 dB, hats to return A around minus 25 to minus 18 dB, and FX, or vocal to return B maybe minus 16 to minus 6 depending on how throwy you want it. Now the main event. Automation. Because static reverb is fine, but automated reverb is how you get movement and storytelling. Go to Arrangement View. Hit it to turn on automation mode. First automation move, the snare bloom at the end of a phrase. This is classic rolling DNB. Find a 4 or 8 bar section. Go to the last snare hit of the phrase, often the snare on bar 4 or bar 8. On the snare track, choose the automation lane for sends, then send B, the long wash. Keep send B basically at minus infinity most of the time. This audio version is shortened for playback.